Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Well, you went too far, I'm telling you, right there.
I didn't go far enough.
Right here and right now, you've gone too far. Let's have some poetry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the late Baxter Black is riding along with us. He's having a cow attack.
What happened to your pickup seat? Is that Buffalo track? Well, I guess you had to be there. We had a cow attack. It all began when me and Roy went out to check the cows. We'd finished lunch and watched our soap and forced ourselves to rouse. We was poking through the heavy bunch for calves to tag and check. I spotted one, but his old mom was bowing up her neck. She pawed the ground and swung her head, a-slinging froth and spit, and then bellered like a wounded bull. Say, Roy, I said, let's quit. But Roy was bent on tagging him and thought to make a grab. I'll just drive up there beside the calf. I'll pull him in the cab. Oh, great. Another stroke of genius, of cowboy derring do. Sure enough, when Roy nabbed the calf, his mama came in too. And I do mean climbed up in there. Got a foot behind the seat, punched a horn right through the windshield, and she wasn't very neat. She was blowing stuff out both ends till the cab was slick and green. It was on the floor and on the roof and on the calf vaccine. If you've been inside a dryer at the local laundromat with a bear and 50 horseshoes, then you'll notice where I was at. At one point, she was sitting up, just going for a ride. But then she tore the gun rag down, and the calf jumped out my side. I was fighting with a door lock that she'd smashed to passing by when she peeked up through the steering wheel and looked me in the eye. We escaped like paratroopers. Out the window landed clear. But the cow just kept on driving, because the truck was still in gear. She topped a hump and disappeared. The blinker light came on, but if she turned, I just can't say. By then, the truck was gone. I looked at Roy. My truck's a wreck. My coveralls are soaked. I'll probably never hear again. I think my elbow's broke. And look at you. You're pitiful, all crumpled up and stiff. Like you've been eat by wild dogs and pooped over a cliff. But think about it, Roy said. Since Grandpa was alive, I believe that that's the first this time I've seen a cattle drive.
I've had a cow attack. I've had a couple of those.
Well, we were just talking about livestock Tourette's.
Yes, we. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
It brings it out in you, doesn't it?
It sure does. Absolutely right. Yeah. Well, nothing better than a good dose of livestock Tourette's, right?
Oh, it does make your blood pressure go down.
I feel better now. Yeah, that's right.
Your grandkids are looking at you going,
"Go, what in the world happened?
Where did
there?
That word come from?
Yeah, what is that word?
What does that mean?
Well, and when the grandkids go and ask Grandma, what does this word mean? Where did you hear that? Grandpa.
No, Grandpa.
Okay.
No. Yeah. You just went too far.
Threw us under the bus.
Yeah.
Gone too far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we were talking.
That's right.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit about trailering and trailering horses.
Horses in particular, right? Yes.
A lot of these new trailers have fold-down windows.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
And folks might allow their horse to stick their head out while they're trailering.
Right.
Them. The horse might be enjoying that, but when a bumblebee hits him in the eyeball. Or you go by some willow bushes, things like that. I don't know. All right. Maybe I've gone too far. There. But windows to let air in,
okay,
sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, windows to let them stick their heads out.
Not so much.
All right. I did see a picture. It was on the internet, of course, of a horse that tried to jump out of one of those.
Oh,
windows.
No.
Oh, it was,
no.
It was bad,
it
bad,
didn't
bad,
end
bad.
Well,
no,
did it?
It sure didn't.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Mercy
anyway, just got to be ever got to be ever so careful.
Be vigilant, yes.
We don't want to go too far. Right?
Well, and when your horse goes off water.
Yeah.
They say to drop a block of ice in it. To ice their water.
Ice their water.
Ice their water.
Have we gone too far?
Yeah.
I mean, are we putting Brita purification things on our horse troughs now?
Some places.
I know.
Some places.
Where are we headed with all this?
Well, and then what does it mean when your horse stands in the middle of the creek and goes splashety, splashety, splash? Is he having fun or is he getting the flies off of him?
Right.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Yes. Oh, he's so cute. He loves the water. Well, yeah, he's trying to get the flies off of him. Yeah,
exactly.
My good horse, Blue.
Yeah.
He was big into that. Mm-hmm. My gosh, he'd get anybody standing around wet as well. Just loved to do that. He would stick his nose in the water and blow. Now, you don't see that
now
very
often.
Now,
that's personality.
That is personality right there. Yeah.
Tina had a little quarter horse called Minnie, and that horse paddled something terrible. And if you went in front of her through the water hole, you were getting wet.
You were going to get soaked?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were.
Exactly.
Looked
right.
Like an egg beater going through the creek.
Was there any kind of Pasofino in that horse?
No, she's purebred.
All right, there you go. Well, we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, but the good news is Don Edwards is riding along with us. The campfire has gone out.
Through the progress of a country, our occupation's gone. So we put our ideas into words, our words into a song. Between the closing of the trails and the fencing of the ring, we let it slip away and wonder who's to blame. Bid 'em all adieu, you can't turn the world about. Cowboy left the country, the campfire has gone out. When I think about them good old days, my eyes with tears do fill. I think of the tin can by the fire, the coyote on the hill. I think of riding night guard when the stars were shining bright. But now instead the wire fence, it guards the herd tonight. You'll miss him on the roundup, it's gone, his merry shout. The cowboy left the country, campfire has gone out. Now I'll tell you, boys, in them days, old timers, we stood a show. And never had much money, not a sorrow did we know. But oh, how things have changed now. We're poorly clothed and fed. Our wagons are all broken. Our ponies most all dead. It's sad to see the good old days replaced with greed and doubt. The cowboy left the country. The campfire has gone out. Now the cowman feels the pain that besieged the brave red man. They destroyed our only way of life and took away our land. And their greed, disguised as progress, has put us to the test. It won't be long until we're gone from our home out in the West. Bid 'em all adieu, we can't turn the world about. The cowboy left the country, the campfire has gone out. Bid 'em all adieu, we can hear the angels shout. Oh, here they come to heaven. The campfire has gone
out. Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Are you sure?
Have we gone too far? Oh, maybe.
There's still more.
I know.
We could.
There is.
We could go further.
Stirrup extenders.
I need them.
You remember when those were the big deal?
Yeah, I do.
Everybody was buying stirrup extenders.
Yeah.
Baxter Black, he explained it correctly.
He did.
He bought a pair of those for a friend of his, and he gave them to him, an old boy who was getting pretty long in the tooth. And he said, he asked him, he says, Jack, how do the stirrup extenders working for you? He says, oh, work really good. He says, but I forked too soon, and I can't get my leg over the cantle.
Well, and sometimes they don't latch.
Oh my. Yeah.
So right. If you do jump the creek or the ditch or your horse swallows his head.
And if that comes unlatched.
It gets extended.
Oh. Yeah, you're out. Oh, yeah. Well, they're making angled stirrups
now. I saw that. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess call me old-fashioned. I just... I know. My knees hurt, too. And my hips hurt, too.
Exactly.
But I'm not doing it.
Well,
okay?
What about that choke cherry bent stirrup that you have with Dad's?
That was,
you know,
so
that
cool.
Stirrup was made out of a green stick choke cherry.
Yep.
Bent into an oxbow.
I wish I had the other one.
Absolutely.
I only have the one, but... Made it into a clock. It's hanging on my wall right
pretty
now.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, let's end with this.
Well, what do you got?
There you go.
Okay.
Grinder trimmers for horse hooves.
A grinder.
Have we gone too far?
I think so.
I Okay.
But they've been doing it for years. Put them horses in those tables.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And then go to the electric grinder.
Man, something that looks like a chainsaw blade to me, though, yeah. on a grinder scares us not out
there
of
me. Are some hooves. I wished I had one.
No doubt. Yeah. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week?
Oh, darn tootin'.
Yeah, well, yeah. Whose idea was this?
Whose idea was
Stay
it?
Tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
You have definitely gone too far.
It's been pretty dry.